I turn down Broadway and then onto Sunset, which allows me to continue passing places I want to remember. The Mexican tourist attraction of Olvera Street is closed, but strings of gaily colored carnival lights cast a golden glow over the closed souvenir stands. To my right is the plaza, the birthplace of the city with its wrought iron bandstand. Just beyond that, I see the entrance to Sanchez Alley. When I was little, my family lived on the second floor of the Garnier building on Sanchez Alley. And now my heart fills with memories of my grandmother playing with me in the plaza, my aunt treating me to Mexican lollipops on Olvera Street, and my mother taking me through here every day to and from school in Chinatown. Those were happy years, and yet they were also filled with so many secrets that I wonder what in my life was real at all. Before me, palm trees throw perfect shadows on Union Station stucco walls. The clock tower reads 2:47 a.m. I was barely a year old when the train station opened, so this place, too, has been a constant in my life. There are no cars or streetcars at this hour, so I don't bother waiting for the light to change and dash across Alameda. A lone taxi sits at the curb outside the terminal. Inside, the cavernous waiting room is deserted, and my footsteps echo on the marble and tile floors. I slip into a telephone booth and shut the door. An overhead light comes on, and I see myself in the glass's reflection. My mother always discouraged me from acting like a peacock. "You don't want to be like your auntie," she always chastised me if she caught me looking in a mirror. Now I realize she never wanted me to look too closely. Because now that I look, now that I really look, I see just how much I resemble Auntie May. My eyebrows are shaped like willow leaves. My skin is pale, my lips are full, and my hair is onyx black. My family always insisted that I keep it long, and I used to be able to sit on it. But earlier this year, I went to a salon in Chicago and asked to have it cut short like Audrey Hepburn's. The beautician called it a pixie cut. Now my hair is boy short and shines even here in the dim light of the phone booth. I dump the contents of my coin purse on the ledge, then dial Joe's number and wait for the operator to tell me how much the first 3 minutes will cost. I put the coins in the slot and Joe's line rings. It's close to 5 a.m. in Chicago, so I'm waking him up.
"Hello?"
comes his groggy voice.
"It's me," I say, trying to sound enthusiastic. "I've run away. I'm ready to do what we talked about."
"What time is it?"
"You need to get up. Pack. Get on a plane to San Francisco. We're going to China. You said we should be a part of what's happening there. Well, let's do it."
Across the telephone line, I hear him roll over and sit up.
"Joy?"
"Yes, yes, it's me. We're going to China."
"China? You mean the People's Republic of China? Jesus, Joy, it's the middle of the night. Are you okay? Did something happen?"
"You took me to get my passport so we could go together."
"Are you crazy?"
"You said that if we went to China, we'd work in the fields and sing songs," I continue. "We'd do exercises in the park. We'd help clean the neighborhood and share meals. We wouldn't be poor, and we wouldn't be rich. We'd all be equal."
"Joy."
"Being Chinese and carrying that on our shoulders and in our hearts can be a burden, but it's also a source of pride and joy. You said that, too."
"It's one thing to talk about all that's happening in China, but I have a future here. Dental school, joining my dad's practice. I never planned on actually going there."
When I hear the ridicule in his voice, I wonder what all those meetings and all his chatter were about. Was talking about equal rights, sharing the wealth, and the value of socialism over capitalism just a way to get in my pants? Not that I let him.
"I'd be killed, and so would you,"
he concludes, echoing the same propaganda that Uncle Vern has recited to me all summer.
But it was your idea.
Look, it's the middle of the night. Call me tomorrow. No, don't do that. It costs too much. You'll be back here in a couple of weeks. We can talk about it then.
But the line goes dead.